Well, you know, kids always come up with some really creative ideas over the years, and in the past it's certainly proven true when it comes to raising money for the CBC Turkey Drive. This year, the Edmonton Chinese Bilingual Education Association is once again putting their heads together to come up with ways to raise money for the food bank. And Stephen Tsang with the association is here with us again. Stephen, it's always good to see you.
Morning, Mark.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the Edmonton Chinese Bilingual Education Association has raised money for a few years now for Turkey Drive.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you very much. What are some of the ways that the students get involved?
Oh, I remember one year we did, we asked the students to see how many turkey they can stuff into one of those Chinese red pockets, I remember.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously you can't really stuff a big turkey in it, but, you know, it's money. It's 25 bucks for a turkey, so if you donate 100 bucks, there's four turkeys over there. So that's one way of doing it. So we this year, it's our 35th anniversary.
Wow.
So we actually run an art contest during our Chinese New Year, the past Chinese New Year, and we come up with some winners art, and we put together a calendar.
There's some beautiful pictures in that calendar.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Yeah. And we sell those calendars to raise funds for the turkey. So we print 2,000 of them, $5 each, and hopefully we would be able to raise some money. Half of the money that we raise from the calendars will go to the Turkey Drive. The other half will go to a scholarship for the for leadership for the kids.
So that's fantastic.
We'll see how we do.
Yeah. Now, how many kids are involved in your program now?
Well, this year, we actually have 13 schools now. We have a new school. And it's full to the brim, basically. And, you know, you have to sometimes go into what we call random selection to get in.
Oh, really?
We were sort of close to 2,000 the past couple of years. And this year, I'm happy to report that we're actually over 2,000 students now. And we won't be surprised that we have a few more sites that will open up for the Chinese bilingual program, because it is a really popular program.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
And so far now, we have 6 elementary, 4 junior highs, and 3 senior high. And being our 35th anniversary this year, we actually have quite a few things that in store to help celebrate it and to also help to showcase some of our students' talent.
All right. Well, I'm sure during the year, as that goes on in 2018, maybe you'll come back and chat about that as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, with Chinese New Year's, we have gala, that sort of thing.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on.
Sure.
Well, you know what we should do? We should give away one of these calendars.
Sure.
Yeah, since you were nice enough to bring us one.
And I got a couple here.
Okay, good. So we'll do a couple. So, folks, if you go online and donate to the Turkey Drive at cbc.ca/Edmonton, and then just email us, edmontonam@cbc.ca, and said put calendar, Chinese calendar, in the thing. Just tell us that you did donate. It's on the honor system. Yeah. We'll give you one of those calendars.
Sure.
Stephen?
That's great.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's always nice to see you.
Stephen Tsang is president of the Edmonton Chinese Bilingual Education Association. Turkey Drive now until December 21st. And you can drop off your donation live here or go online, as we said.